From KUYR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. The internet brings people with specific needs together to share information and resources, even buy and sell with one another. One very specific need is new mother's breast milk. In the first of a two-part feature, Bobby Ampazon of Arkansas Public Media explores breast milk sharing in Arkansas.
Jerrica Longaville is a 28-year-old mother of two in Fayetteville.
I had always known that I was planning to breastfeed. It never crossed my mind that I wouldn't be able to.
She has hypoplasia of the mammary glands. She doesn't have all of the glandular tissue needed to produce sufficient milk.
You can have large breasts and have hypoplasia. It has a lot more to do with just the glandular tissue that actually produces breast milk, one type of tissue out of everything that makes up the breast.
So, Longaville has become pretty savvy at finding donated breast milk on social media pages, like the Facebook group Human Milk for Human Babies Arkansas and Eats on Feets Arkansas.
They are mostly just posts by women asking for milk with the occasional post by a woman offering to donate.
The competition, she says?
The competition for milk is definitely brutal.
So why do new moms bother? After all, there's plenty of infant formula at most any corner store. Recent scientific evidence suggests manufactured milk formula is not a close substitute for human breast milk.
The biggest difference between formula and human breast milk is that formula is entirely derived from cow's milk or from a bovine source.
That's Dr. Misty Vermani, a pediatrician in the neonatology department at UAMS. Cow's milk is modified for human digestion. It's not fortified with the properties we now know are present in mother's milk, mostly immunological properties and stem cells.
And while formula does accomplish giving adequate nutrition, it doesn't address any of the other needs of the babies and the particularly the premature infant's immune system. Babies, for the most part, are born with immune systems that are not well prepared to meet the outside world.
From the American Academy of Pediatrics to the U.S. Surgeon General, to the Arkansas Department of Health, the campaign for breastfeeding has become so effective, some experts think it's getting overheated.
I had noticed that there was such a stigma around formula feeding, even for mothers who couldn't breastfeed.
That's Ohio State University professor and researcher Cynthia Cullen, who published a paper with a colleague called Is Breast Truly Best?
In promoting it, it's really done a disservice both to women who are unable to breastfeed and also in terms of just being honest about what we know in terms of the scientific literature about what the effects of breastfeeding are. You know, that your child is going to be okay if for some reason you have to supplement with formula.
For Jerrica Longaville in Fayetteville, shared breast milk is just one part of her baby's diets. It just happens to be the happiest part.
I always wanted to breastfeed and knew that was something I wanted to do. And this is just the next best thing that makes me feel like I'm doing something for my baby that I can't do because my body doesn't allow me. But that being said, my oldest daughter was on at least 50% formula for her first year, and she's perfect and amazing. I don't think formula is evil. It's just that I would prefer breast milk if I can have it, and I work really hard to find enough.
Next time, we'll take a look at human breast milk sales online. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.